Morning. Okay, what do I have in my hand right here? It's a mug. We're kind of like this mug. How are we kind of like this mug? Our lives are like this mug. You know, we're born and we've got two problems. First problem we have, we're empty. Oh yeah, we have a lot of potential and we have a lot of years ahead of us, but we need something to fill it up. We need memory. We need life to fill it up. The second problem we have is we're born on this planet. This planet has a sin problem. Have you realized that? And what that means is that we start out all good and clean and everything, and everything's great, the birds are singing, but then things happen to tempt us to do things that we don't want to do or things that are wrong and we shouldn't be doing. And if it doesn't tempt us, it tempts someone else, and that affects us. And sin just kind of spreads around and affects everyone and infects everyone. And pretty soon we get kind of black in it, like this mug. But I got a solution. See, I've got this rag, and I'm going to take care of the sin problem. I'm going to just wash this right off of this mug. It's not coming off. You think you can help? You think this can come off? Think I can wash this off? What do you think? Think it can be washed? I don't think it's going to come off. Okay, let's solve the first problem then. Let's fill our lives up. What do we fill our lives up with? What do you do all day? Go to school? What do you do? You drink. Yeah, we fill up with food. Oh, food, that's the first thing we fill up with, right? What else do you fill up your life with? Do you play sports? Sports? What else? What do you do? Holidays! That was this week, right? Oh, holidays, fireworks. What else? None of you play video games, right?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Oh boy, sometimes we fill up too much with video games. And none of you watch TV, right? We never do that, right?
You watch TV.
You watch TV? Oh no, we're filling up fast here. You know, and us grown-ups, we work. Boy, we're really full. Oh, you know what? We're full, that's it. You know, we don't have any more room. But we still have the sin problem. It's not gonna show up. Well, they're not gonna be able to see it. But we still have the sin problem here. So what are we gonna do about this sin problem? Okay? Whenever I can't figure something out, I go to the Bible. It has all the answers here. Let's see if we can, listen carefully and see if we can get some information here that'll help us. Come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. That's what we want to do, right? We want to make this way. Okay, that's helping us. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Okay, we're going to turn that off. Okay. But from there you will seek the Lord your God, and you will find him if you seek him with all your heart and all your soul. Wow. And Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me will never thirst. What about this one? I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give of the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts. What do you think is the problem here? What?
The Alpha and the Omega.
The Alpha and the Omega, the first and last. You know what? Did we put God in here? I don't remember. Did we? Did we put prayer in here or anything?
Yeah.
No, we did. You know what? I think that's the problem. I think we got to pour some of this out. I think we got to make room for God. Let's pour some of this out. Yeah, okay. We made room for God. You know what, though? It says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. So I think we need to put God in here first, right? He's the first and the last. So why don't we pour it all out and put God in first and see what we can do about this. Okay? Now let's see if we can put God in here. How are we going to put God in here? Where are we going to find God? How do we find this living water? How do we look up? We got to go back to the Bible again. Now this is getting complicated. If you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. We have to ask. We have to seek. Okay, let's say a prayer now. Let's say a pretend prayer, okay? And let's ask. Let's ask God for living water. God, we want to fill up on you. We want to find this living water. Help us to find this living water. Please help us, Lord. We pray. Amen. Okay, living water. Where is living water? Living water? Where's the living water? Hey, there's living water. I see living water coming. Living water. Here's living water. Okay. This is potent stuff here, okay? Let's fill up with living water and see what happens. Pour some of this living water in here. Watch it carefully. Can you all see it? Hey, look! Hey, it's changing! Whoa! You know what? I think we better fill up all the way. What do you think? Yeah, I think if we want to solve this sin problem, we're going to have to fill up all the way. Wow. Wish you guys could see this. It's changing. Wow, that's transformed us. And wow, look at all this stuff we didn't know we had. We got blue sky and clouds and everything. We have talents and abilities and things that were all covered up with the sin we didn't even know we had. Look at that, we're filled up and we have more. We have even more than we knew we had. What does this say? Can anyone read that?
We change lives.
It says we change lives, but you know what? God changes lives. He's the one. And we can help others have a changed life too by telling them the secret. What was the secret? It's not a secret anymore. What was the solution to the problem that we had? To ask God to fill us up, right? Fill up on Him first and all these other things are secondary, okay? All right, now let's bow our heads and say a real prayer, okay? Dear Lord, we ask you for this living water to lead each one of us here, young and old, Lord, to this fountain, to this source, and to help us to put you first on our lives, to find this living water and to share it with others. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. All right, thank you. You can grab the baskets over there.